Wright said at the event, which is open to everybody, Democratic delegates will hear from three candidates in the open race for county auditor. Those are Alex Betwinski, Scott Carlson, and Michael Howard. If a nominee is not chosen at the convention, two contenders will go on to the primary on the last Tuesday in June. While votes are being counted in the auditor race, the attendees will hear from candidates running in statewide contests.
We have two Congressional District 1 candidates, Donna McAleer from Summit County and Peter Clemens from Weber County. Sometime during the period, we will have a gentleman by the name of Charles Stormont, who is running for State Attorney General. He has a slight conflict, so he may not be the third speaker after the election, but he will be there sometime before 5 o'clock, he assures us. That's a very important election for Attorney General. With the corruption that has occurred in the Attorney General's office, would it be nice to have a second pair of eyes from a different party in the Attorney General's office.
The convention also includes the candidates for legislative seats and county department heads.
We have a state senate candidate to run against Van Tassel. His name is Wayne Stevens. He's from Uinta County. Then we'll have three speakers in our gerrymandered House districts for Summit County, Brian King in District 28. Ray Worthen, who is from Morgan County, is running against Mel Brown in 53, and I'm running in 54 against Craig Powell. Then we'll have our selection of county candidates other than the auditor. Sheriff, attorney, county attorney are kind of the top interest jobs this year, with Robert Hilder running for county attorney and Justin Martinez for sheriff. And then we have our incumbents running for clerk Kent Jones, treasurer Corey Forsling, recorder Marianne Trussell, assessor Steve Martin.
To win the party nomination in the auditor's race, a candidate will have to get 60% of the delegate vote.
We use an instant runoff system, though. So with three candidates, each county delegate will be asked to vote for a first choice and a second choice. So really, the candidate who accumulates a lot of second-choice ballots will have the advantage. But I can't predict. It's an open position. I think all three of the candidates are extremely well-qualified. And I've told them, actually, that since this is an open race, going to a primary is not a bad idea because it gets you some name recognition in June. You have to start campaigning earlier, but for the June primary, they're going to come in here and talk to you in June.
Wright also noted there's a lot of interest in the U.S. House District No. 1 race to challenge incumbent Rob Bishop. He said there are pros and cons to having a primary there.
It shows that there's a lot of interest in the party. And again, running against an incumbent, if it turns out that both of these candidates hate to hear me say this, but the reality is a primary gets you noticed. Now, the downside of a primary, you need to raise a lot of money for a congressional race, a lot of money. And the big money donors don't like to come in until they know who the Democratic candidate is. So it puts off really heavy-duty fundraising until after a primary.
Finally, he said interested Democrats can sign up to be a delegate to the state convention.
We have 14 open positions, plus we're going to take sign-ups for up to 50 alternate positions, because what we have found out in the past is state delegates, it's next month, I'm not sure what I'm doing the last Saturday in April, it's a nice day out, maybe I decide not to drive down to Salt Lake City. So if we have a lot of alternates, once the balloting starts, what the state party will do they will start at the top of the alternate list, and if our delegates aren't there, well, they lost. They don't get the vote, and an alternate will slip into their position. We have 81 potential delegates from Summit County at the state convention.
Summit County Democratic Chair Glenn Wright. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.